More than 25 years of great alternative music. From the Boomtown Rats to Modest Mouse and Iggy Pop to Interpol. 94.7 Alternative Portland. It's different here.
7:03 a.m.
Get up. 94.7 FM, Bob and Get Up, Stand Up here on Alternative Mornings. Always dedicating that one to our wonderful Sierra in sales. It's 6 minutes past 7 o'clock. I'm Greg here on your anti-morning zoo. Yesterday in the news, I don't know if you guys saw this, Mayor Potter spoke about a tax hike in order to help public schools. Bit of a hard sell, and I like Potter, but it always makes me uncomfortable to see these politicians, especially ones in smaller gatherings like his speech was, when they're trying to rally their support, like, you know, do we care about the kids, and like all seven people behind him are like, yeah. it's just very uncomfortable. I don't know, but it's like me, it'd be like me trying to rally people to scream for Alternative Mornings when they're simply trying to get from the bed to the shower like you guys are. Well, if you are just getting started, it's not too chilly outside right now. 43 degrees and showers in the Portland area. Rain in store all weekend long. So those 2 days of sun earlier in the week, just a faint memory by now. On the way, a trip to the CD cellar with Joe Strummer of The Clash's first band, and back in just 2 minutes with Franz Ferdinand. Stick around.
130-106. This morning, you'll hear a lot more music than anywhere else. 94.7 FM. It's different here.
7:09 a.m.
FM, Franz Ferdinand, Do You Want To? Here on Alternative Mornings, I'm Greg. Time now to take a little trip with me to the 94.7 CD cellar. Formed way back in 1974 by Joe Strummer, who'd later go on to form The Clash, the 101ers were named either after the torture chamber in the book 1984 or after the building number in which they lived. The 101ers never released a single record while they were around, as Strummer would soon leave this pub rock band to go on to change the world of music in The Clash. I'm Greg, and from the 94.7 CD seller, Joe Strummer and the 101ers, Keys to Your Heart, right here on Alternative Mornings. FM, that is the 101ers, the unmistakable voice of Joe Strummer just before he'd go on to form The Clash. I'm Greg, it's 7:16, stick around, Jack Johnson on the way, as is Jane's Addiction and White Stripes when Alternative Mornings continues.
Hey, it's Cooney BMW.
More music than any place else. Alternative Mornings on 94.7.
7:20 a.m. If you think that a kiss is on the lips, come on.
94.7 FM, Jane's Addiction, Been Caught Stealing here on Alternative Mornings. I'm Greg. Thanks for waking up with me. It's 7:26 and just a few minutes away from Chris Walla of Death Cab for Cutie. And as we make music in the mornings our priority, back with Jack Johnson in just two.
Power in administration.
This morning, you'll hear a lot more music than anywhere else. 94.7 FM. It's different here.
7:29 a.m.
94.7 FM, that is Breakdown from everyone's favorite surfer dude turned singer here on the Alternative Mornings radio program, Jack Johnson. It is now 7:32.
94.7 Alternative Mornings. The Artist Speaks. Brought to you by Music Millennium.
Today we're joined in the studio one last time, not forever, but we are wrapping up our week-long conversation with Chris Walla, new Portland resident and also member of Death Cab for Cutie. Now, Chris, in addition to playing guitar in the band, is also the band's producer. Is that difficult to wear two different hats, being in the band and producing? Does that ever pose a problem?
It causes, yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Chris, for joining us here on Alternative Mornings this week, and welcome to Portland. We'll have to do this again. Let's hear something from the latest Death Cab for Cutie album now. The record's out in stores. It's called Plans. This is Soul Meets Body right here on Alternative Mornings.
This is where you get to hear lots of music in the AM. Alternative Mornings on 94.7. It's different here.
7:39 a.m.
FM, Toadies and Possum Kingdom here on Alternative Mornings. Toadies from Dallas. I wonder what they're doing these days. Probably hanging out in Pantera's strip joint or something. Who knows? On the way, you're at work 8 at 8, dedicated to the 1980s.